Welcome back to LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. Grateful that you've taken time out of your Friday to listen today. Well, on Sunday, we looked at Luke chapter 4 and continued to see how Jesus interacted with people who are on the fringes, who feel labeled, who are left out, or too far from grace. And our big idea for this series is that the gospel calls us to a life above labels. And in Luke 4, Jesus heads back to his hometown, Nazareth, the place where he used to live and work, the place where people knew him as a boy, a teenager, and as a young man, a place where he had probably done work as a carpenter or builder for many of them. He knew every house and shop. He knew everyone by name. He knew those who baked the best bread and who were shortchanging their customers and families that were broken and those who were successful and those who were poor. And upon his arrival, Jesus has the opportunity to read and teach from the scriptures. In chapter 4 and verse 17, it says, "And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty to those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.'" Here Jesus goes into the synagogue or church in our day, and on Sabbath, where the local leader would allow someone to read from the law and read from the prophets, and then allow a learned leader to teach. Well, on this occasion, Jesus was that learned visitor who got to read and teach. And so Jesus reads from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, which describes the Messiah, the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation. And everyone in the synagogue knew this passage referred to the Messiah. And it says that the Messiah would come to proclaim good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, to give sight to the blind, and bring liberty to the oppressed. Well, at first glance, you would think these verses out of Isaiah simply deal with the physical needs of people. However, they go much deeper than that. They deal with the spiritual needs of every person. They deal with healing from the spiritual damage of sin. You see, the Messiah came to proclaim the good news to the poor because sin makes us poor. It impoverishes. It robs us of true riches. It masquerades as, hey, you can have it all, yet in the end, it leaves us poor and without. The Messiah would come to bring it good news. He would bring the gospel, that sin would no longer rob us of joy, that it would no longer rob us of life, that grace had come and that victory over sin had come in the Messiah. The Messiah came to proclaim liberty to the captives because sin enslaves. That sin binds, it imprisons us, it makes people captives. When Messiah comes to break the chains of sin, he comes to set people free from the bondages of sin and guilt. He came to give sight to the blind because sin blinds. It darkens sight to truth. It hides the light. But the Messiah comes to heal our spiritual and moral blindness. The Messiah comes to bring liberty to the oppressed because sin oppresses its victims. It brings hardship. It sits heavy on us and it burdens us. Yet the Messiah comes to bring freedom from the oppression of sin, to take the burdens of sin, to provide freedom from the weight of sin. Well, in verse 19, the Messiah also comes to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Well, this is what's called the year of the Jubilee in the Old Testament. And the main purpose of the year of Jubilee was that slaves were set free, that property sold returned to its original owners, that no one could work the land, all debts were canceled, and everyone and everything got a new start. It represented a year where everyone rested and rejoiced in the Lord. In all of this, we see that the Messiah would come to heal the spiritual damage that sin brings and bring rest and rejoicing to people. Well, Jesus reads this passage from Isaiah. He sits down and he says, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, Jesus says the Messiah that Isaiah spoke of, the one you've been waiting for, you're looking at him. Who did Isaiah write of? Jesus answered, "Hey, Isaiah wrote of me." When will all this come to pass? Jesus says Isaiah wrote of right now. This is kind of a mic drop moment that Jesus has here. His words explode like a bomb in the middle of the silence after reading these scriptures. I just want to let you know today, as we quickly read through these verses, I don't know where you're at, but may we see our spiritual poverty today. May we see that Jesus heals our spiritual blindness, that he frees us from sin's oppression, that he frees us from sin's bondage and guilt, that only in Jesus and thanks to Jesus can we be rich. May we look to Jesus for our spiritual needs first. May we not be like those in the synagogue who just wanted Jesus to fix and meet all of their physical needs, yet miss the true spiritual riches that are in Christ. We are to seek first the kingdom. And when we do, Jesus will take care of all that we need. If he provides for the sparrows, how much more valuable are we than the birds? He will be faithful to take care of us. Today, may we rest and rejoice that grace and salvation has come to you and I because of Jesus, God's great love for you and me. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting our deepest need, the spiritual need to find forgiveness and freedom from our sin. May we rest and rejoice in the finished work of Jesus today, and may we trust you to provide care for us. May we see your great love for us each and every day. May we be thankful that your mercies are new every single morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.